In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's a gruesome scene. His face is black and blue. His eyes swollen, his lips cut. The whole of it is covered in blood. His back is ripped open by the scourge, and not just a few little cuts or scratches or scrapes, but it was basically one giant wound. Even if Pilate would have released him, he probably would have died from these injuries. Nails opened yet another pathway for blood. And there he hung, a bloodied figure, barely recognizable, to be tortured, to slowly die, to suffer, and to gasp for each breath for 6 hours. The idea was to prolong the suffering as much as could possibly be done. And yet that was only the physical torment. His people hated him. God the Father had turned his back on him, and hell was dumped on him. An angel already had come in Gethsemane to strengthen him for this laborious task, for even in Gethsemane he already was in great anguish. The cross is 10 times more. But do not feel sorry for Jesus. Do not mourn over what he endured. Do not shed a tear that this innocent man, that your God, was condemned. Do not feel bad that he had to go through all of this. As Jesus says, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. Weep as Peter wept. Peter wept because he had sinned. He had denied his Lord 3 times. He wept not for Jesus, but for himself. These tears flow from the depths of his heart, for he knew what he had done to his God, and he knew what he deserved because of that sin. So recognize also what you have done. Your guilt is great. Your lust, your discontentment, your greed, your pride, your self-pity. You're no better than Pilate, refusing to talk to some people about Christ just to maintain a good relationship with family and friends. You're no better than Peter, refusing to talk to others about Christ just to stay on good terms. You're no better than Pilate, giving in to the shouts of others just to maintain peace. You're no better than the women, simply feeling sorry for Jesus and this great ordeal that he had to suffer so unjustly. But look at your sins and weep. Let your tears flow from the depths of your heart, for you are the one who deserved the flogging, the thorns, the nails, the crown, the cross, the spit, the beatings. You are the one who deserved the Father's wrath and hell's eternal fire. Do not weep for Jesus as if he couldn't help himself or he couldn't prevent his death. But weep for yourselves. Weep for your children. Because you are the sinners. And you are the ones who deserve death. And you are the ones who are helpless to stop it. But add faith to your tears. They are your sins and it is your curse, but you are not the one who carries it nor endures it. Christ is. He didn't have to, but he wanted to. No one forced him, but he went willingly. So don't weep for him as if this great injustice happened to him and he remained helpless. Don't weep as if it could not be stopped in any way. Rather, love him. Have tears of joy and love. Love him for refusing to stop it. Love him for willingly taking your place all the way to the end. Love him and believe this great injustice, this gruesome event, is not helplessness, but is the power of God and is your salvation. Let tears of love flow when you hear of his passion, for to him you were worth it all. He knew exactly what he was doing as he stood in the garden. He knew exactly where he was going as he stood in trial. And yet he would not be deterred. He wanted the cross. He wanted your pain. He wanted your agony, your suffering, your death. He wanted your place so that you might have his life forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.